Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in today to Geek Colorado. Today we have a local author on our blog, and his name is Joseph Caldera, and he writes some really geeky books that are out there and they're great for kids. So I'll go ahead and start by just asking you, how did you get into writing and how did you get your first book published?
Sure. So like most authors, I've been writing since I was a little kid. Started coming up with stories when I was about 8 years old. I wrote little comics. When I was in high school, I was into tabletop RPGs, and I wrote a lot of campaigns and adventures for those. And I just kind of refined my craft over the years by writing for fun. And then in 2023, I kind of stepped it up and published my first book, which is The Black Walrus. And then last year, I published my second book, which is The Black Walrus and Kevin. This one's got 100% more Kevin in it. And my third book is going to be coming out later this year.
All right. So the whole reason why I found out first about you is I bumped into you at Mile High Con last year. You had a cute little booth there. And then this year, I also bumped into you at Global Fest or Wars Global Fest. You guys had a little author's room in the library, which is right next to the festival, to help kind of drum up business for you guys. So what kind of things are you doing to help get your books out there?
So I do, like you said, a lot of book signings and events. That's kind of the big piece for me. Marketing's always the hard part for any author. Writing's the easy part. I do a lot of book signings, largely with Barnes and Noble. They are great about supporting local authors. Typically, I just walk in, talk to the manager, say, "Would you like to do a book signing?" And they say yes, and it's as simple as that. I've also done some cons. Like you mentioned, we were at Mile High Con, festivals like Global Fest, just kind of researching local events. People really love local authors. And then obviously, whenever I market, you've seen this before, but I always bring my Walrus guys to draw attention over to my table. So that's the biggest thing I do to market my books. I also obviously have social media and my website, but I think people just like meeting local authors in person. That's the best thing you can do.
And as an independent publisher, what are the challenges and benefits to being an independent publisher?
So yeah, independent publisher, I guess for who don't know, just means I don't have a big name publisher from New York. I own my own business and I print and publish my own books through Amazon as well as a software called Ingram Spark. The biggest challenge for me being an independent publisher was just putting together a list of everything I had to do in order to independently publish a book, because there are probably a couple dozen things in terms of, okay, I have to figure out how to do formatting, which is margins and font and spacing and things like that for the file itself. And I have to get a cover designed, and I have to get an ISBN number and a barcode and a Library of Congress control number, which is something I didn't know about when I started publishing. And there's just this giant list of all these things you have to do, and none of them are all that difficult. It's just a matter of deciphering what is it that I have to do to get this book published. And once I did that for my first book, my second one was obviously a lot easier. That was probably the biggest challenge for me. The other one, obviously, is marketing. Every author has to do their share of marketing, but when you're independently published, there is no marketing machine. There's no big publisher going up to libraries, schools, bookstores saying, "Hey, you should check out this book." You got to do it all yourself. And figuring that out is the big challenge, I would say.
So I was reading a little bit about your book. The main character is Alex, and can you tell us a little bit about your storyline?
Sure. So the kind of elevator pitch I give to people is that it's about a kid with a radioactive super brain who recruits an army of walruses to fight crime. It's a middle grade book series, which is a children's book term. It's for books that the reading level is about fourth or fifth grade and up. So it's kind of early Harry Potter books reading level. And it's a just kind of a goofy superhero story. Got some adventure elements, but it's got a lot of comedy in it too. I really like the idea of adventure comedy, where the story can be funny, it can be adventurous and serious, and you never know what direction it's going to go in. And I wrote it largely for kids who grew up with like Captain Underpants and Dog Man, but they've gotten older. They need to read something at the reading level. They're looking for something more advanced, but that still has that goofy sense of humor. So that's kind of what my books are all about. They're goofy superheroes, kind of in the vein of like Darkwing Duck is how I describe it.
So why walruses?
I like walruses. They're goofy and fun, and I just love, I like the blubbery marine mammals and the way they move, and I really love the idea of walruses doing non-walrus things, like martial arts and wielding laser guns and things. I just find that really funny because you don't normally think a walrus is doing that.
So as an independent author, I know you were talking about like marketing and trying to get your book out there. How do you get your book actually out there? Do you like give free copies to libraries? You know, like what is that looking like for you as a local author here in Colorado?
So a lot of that is I'm trying to figure it out. I have gone in and talked to some folks at a couple libraries. I talked to a woman at Global Fest because, as you know, that was at the library. And each one has a different submission process. It's usually online, so that's something I'm working on. But there are a lot of local authors who are trying to get their books into libraries, so it's an ongoing process. Bookstores are a lot easier because I can just walk into a local bookstore, say, hey, I'm a local author. Do you want to carry my book? And it's really no skin off the bookstore's nose, especially if I offer to do a signing, that helps the bookstore as well as me. So it helps me get my name out there. The bookstores get some books. They sell copies when I'm there, and then they get copies on the shelf they can sell later. So that's been where I've been getting a lot of luck with getting my books out there and kind of getting my books available and marketed.
So what things do you have going on this year where people can still find you at?
So I am going to be doing some events. In November, I'll be at the Heritage Eagle Bend Craft Fair. Arts and Crafts Fairs are really good for authors, especially kids authors, because I get all the boys who are being dragged there by their moms and grandmas and looking for something to do. I am likely going to have a couple more book signings this summer. I'm looking to put one together for early September, possibly mid-August. The best way to keep up with that is to go to my website, which is josephcaldara.com, josephcaldara.com, and sign up for my newsletter, and that'll help you keep track of everything that I'm doing.
All right. And then I know you're still, you know, trying to figure out the whole author thing, trying to get yourself out there. Do you have any advice for people trying to get into the industry?
Yeah, the biggest one I would say is join a group with other authors. I'm a part of multiple author groups. One is a critique group where we all submit each other's writing, give comments on it, and you know, talk about, I like this, I don't like that. And that can help both if you're trying to publish independently or if you're trying to put together a manuscript for a publisher. Another group that I'm a part of is an independent publishing group that offers advice on getting your books independently published. You don't have to reinvent the wheel because a lot of people have already done this and they're more than happy to share information. And it could be help me put together the list of everything I need to do in order to publish. A lot of it is referrals. So for example, if you say, I'm looking for a cover designer and here's my budget, you might meet somebody at an author group that says, oh, I know a cover designer who works within that budget. Let me send you his email address, something like that. So that would be my biggest piece of advice is join groups of other authors. I would recommend the ones you have to pay to join, just because the people who are a part of those groups have some skin in the game. They're not horribly expensive. They're like $150 a year, but you'll get connected with other serious authors and that will really help you out just so you're not trying to figure all this stuff out on your own.
And then you said you had a third book that will be coming out soon. Can you give us any details about it or, well, just as long as there's no spoilers?
Sure. I can run through the series. So the first book, The Black Walrus, is where Alex gets his powers, his superhuman intelligence, and he builds this arsenal of gadgets and becomes a hero as the Black Walrus and eventually recruits his Walrus Army. And one of the things that makes the character unique is that I didn't invent the whole idea of like a teenage superhero. That's been done a million times. But what makes it unique is the character himself, because rather than being a normal teenager in a superhero's body, he's really a superhero in a normal teenager's body. I essentially took like the Adam West Batman and made him a 13-year-old boy who lives in 2025. So that's a lot of fun. And then in the second book, The Black Walrus and Kevin, he recruits his little cousin Kevin to be his sidekick to help him deal with bigger threats. And Kevin is kind of a bright-eyed, excitable young kid. He's pretty innocent. But what the Black Walrus doesn't know is when he starts fighting crime, he develops this other persona that's very gruff and gritty, and he kind of turns into Dirty Harry, which I thought was a lot of fun. The third book, Beachmaster, it has nothing to do with the beach, and it does have to do with an experiment that Alex conducts that someone he knows has a run-in with, gets powers from, and things kind of go south and snowball out of Alex's control. And it's kind of a story about how he deals with that.
Cool. Well, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and talk to us about your experiences and about your works. Definitely, everyone, check out his books. You can go to his website, which is?
josephcaldera.com, and I'll spell my last name. It's josephcaldara.com.
Yes, and I remember Caldera like a volcano caldera. So if you can remember that, you can remember his name.
Yeah, but it's spelled differently.
Yes, spelled differently, but spelled sounds differently. The same. Well, thank you for everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.